AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is going to attend arguments Wednesday before the Supreme Court. Ed Donahue has details.
At issue before the High Court is whether President Trump can fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. A source tells the AP Powell will be there in person. The president accused Cook of mortgage fraud, an allegation she has denied.
But no, she seems to have had an infraction, and she can't have an infraction, especially that infraction, because she's in charge of, if you think about it, mortgages.
Powell himself is facing a Trump administration investigation over spending on renovations at Fed headquarters.
This unprecedented action should be seen in the broader context of the administration's threats and ongoing pressure.
President Trump has pushed Powell to be more aggressive, cutting interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's linked his aggressive stance on taking control of Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize, telling Norway's prime minister in a text that he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace. The Norwegian leader points out the decision was by the Nobel Committee, not the Norwegian government. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says it's extremely important that NATO allies stick together.
To show the American president, you have a desire, you have a vision, you have a request, but you will never be able to achieve that by putting pressure on us. That signal is of crucial importance in order to, I would say, to push the Americans back into the meeting room as we agreed last week.
In Michigan, a massive pileup southwest of Grand Rapids amid a snowstorm, more than 100 vehicles involved. Jeff Westfeld with Grand Valley Towing.
Full-blown accidents to winch outs, jackknife semis.
State police report numerous injuries, no deaths. The storm spreading freezing temperatures as far south as Florida. This is AP News. Unbeaten Indiana takes on the University of Miami in college football's national title game tonight. And Gethin Kulbaugh reports it's effectively a home game for the Hurricanes and coach Mario Cristobal.
It's a lot bigger than me. Always has been.
His approach mirrors the values instilled by his Cuban-American parents: hard work, toughness, and dedication.
Miami did so much for us. It's time for all of us to join together and give back.
Cristobal returned to his hometown and alma mater 4 years ago, aiming to build a championship team, seeking their sixth national title.
There's no way to go forward and achieve the things we want to achieve unless we are put to the ultimate test.
Cristobal, who won two national championships as an offensive lineman for the school in 1989 and 1991, emphasizes family, hard work, and togetherness.
We're grateful for those tests, and we look forward to preparing to the best of our abilities to go be 1-0 again.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.